appeared one by one. They kept firing green bolts as if they were determined to see us dead before they died themselves. Almost all of it sailed past our cockpit into the void, but the concentrated fire was too much to dodge forever, and another bolt clipped us, essentially wiping out our shields, except for a courtesy veil of energy as sheer as a negligee. The fire eased up as the ties were destroyed, but the closest one with the best angle landed on the rear starboard, and a fraction of a second before it was obliterated, took out the sublight engine there, which spelled the end for us. Having nothing else to distract me from approaching death, I felt a spike of fear shoot through me, cold and unforgiving. We'd never outrun the shockwave now, and though I'd overcome daunting odds to this point, I wouldn't get any points for almost surviving. I was about to turn to Nakari and apologize for getting us killed, when R2 bleeped in triumph, flipped the hyperdrive, and we shot forward into a white blur, leaving behind a puzzle of wreckage for Imperial latecomers.
We made it! We made it! Woo!
Nakari pounded her armrests and stomped her feet on the floor until she ran out of breath.
Oh, three kinds of dragon dump, Luke. I don't ever want to do that again. I hate space battles, you hear? All I can do is sit here and clench and pucker and hope I don't die.
I know. I'm sorry. She rounded on me, her relief disappearing as she remembered that I had been the one to leap into that battle.
Charging that cruiser was stupid, Luke. We should be dead.
I shrugged. She was right, but coming out of the battle fugue, I was beginning to feel something that was two parts relief, one part euphoria, and one part smug. It worked. Realizing she couldn't second-guess success, she said,
"Yeah, but... yeah."
She broke into a grin.
"Okay. That was some pretty good piloting. Maybe even legendary."
"Don't tell your dad." She laughed.
"I won't."
"I'm going to go check on Drusel."
"Okay. I'll yell if we're pulled into real space again."
Entering the quarters, I wrapped my arms around R2 and told him he was the best droid in the galaxy. But he couldn't tell 3PO I said that, or I'd have to deal with passive-aggressive complaints for the next 10 years. "Thanks for the save." R2-D2 burbled happily, and I turned to Drusel and inquired after her health. Her spine looked even more rigid than normal as she sat, and her voice was thicker, more muffled.
"I'm recovering from glandular excitement. Thank you for asking."
"Well, I beg your pardon? Is this a bad time?"
"I am told it is a biological phenomenon, not unlike the after effects of adrenaline in humans."
"Oh, that kind of excitement. Good. No, I mean, I'm sorry I worried you. We're safe for the moment, anyway. En route to Kupo."
"We should have perished. Mathematically, we had almost no chance of survival once we attacked. How did you accomplish this?"
I shrugged. "R2 got us out of there."
"The droid did his job adequately,"
the Given said, a dismissive summation, to which R2 belched an electronic burst of outrage.
"But I speak of the piloting prior to that. Are you a Jedi, in fact, Luke Skywalker?"
"No," I snorted. "Not even close."
"You refuse the title, yet dress yourself in the trappings. You carry a lightsaber, and you use the Force to aid in the piloting of the ship, correct?"
"Yes," I admitted, wondering where this would lead.
"Astounding. I have never thought of it before, having had no occasion to do so, but the Force must be a fulcrum variable. Yes, I must give this more thought."
"Sorry, a fulcrum variable?"
"A variable around which improbabilities can be turned to probabilities, or vice versa. The impossible becomes possible. At which point, one might as well not even do the math. But of course, I can't help myself in that regard.
I was relieved that her line of questioning only looped her back into another math trip, but I couldn't resist asking about the path ahead. I still had my doubts about Drusel's value to the Alliance, and her questioning about my connections to the Jedi was disconcerting. But she might prove useful to us in the short term, while her interests and ours coincided. Listen, since you appear to enjoy it, could you maybe think about the likelihood of us making it to the surface of Kupo without running into any more interdictors or other Imperial contact? If you think it's improbable, we should abort now and see if we can reach somewhere else, because we can't make another escape like that with an engine gone and nothing to shoot but laser cannons. Drusel's mouth widened in what I supposed must be joy. She grabbed her datapad and woke it from its sleep.
A task! Excellent! You have my thanks. I will report soon.
Her face turned down, and I realized that I had just been dismissed.